Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Neshma, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Learning in the Shul this week is also sponsored in honor of the memory of Simcha ben Avram and in appreciation of the Shul by the Krauss family. The Mishnah begins, Chavashi Meleya Peros Nesuna L'Socha Mashkim. Let's say I have a barrel that is filled with fruits and vegetables and it was placed into a liquid. Right? Oh, Malaya Mashkin and Nasuna Socha Peros, or if I have a barrel full of liquid and it's placed into a huge pile of produce. We're talking, of course, of a barrel that's made out of something porous, like a Kli Cheres. And in that situation, I know that when it gets around the other situation, whether it's, if it's holding on to fruit and the liquid's on the outside, or it's holding on to liquid and the fruit's on the outside, that there's going to be liquid that is going to come into contact with the fruit. Vishavu and taka, that's what happened. The produce absorbed the liquid. So kol sheshavu b'chiyutan, all the produce that soaked up enough moisture to wet the surface, that's going to be mukshel kabel tuma. Why? The barrel was placed there with the knowledge that it was going to go that way, and so it meets the requirements of chiyutan. And be'ilu mashkin amru b'mayim u'b'yayin u'b'chometz. But they said this only in regard to water, wine, and vinegar, because those are the things that have the ability to permeate porous walls of a kli. The other ones, shemen, dvash, chalav, dam, and tal, those are usually too thick and don't get through the walls in order to wet produce. And so therefore those things are not going to be machshel kabel tuma, ushar kol mahamashkim taurin. The other liquids are not going to be able to be machshel kabel tuma, and therefore the fruit is going to stay not in a chiyutan stage. Rabbi Nechemia Metar, Bekitnes, Rabbi Nechemia says that when it comes to beans in general, they're not going to be machshel kabel tuma. Shein hakitnes shoeves, because the beans, like peas, etc., those things don't usually absorb. And since they don't absorb, they're not going to be moshel kabel tumah. Harode paschama, what if I take a hot challah out of the oven, v'nasna al pi chavish shel yayin, and I put it on top of a barrel of wine? So Rabbi Meir says that the bread is going to be moshel kabel tumah based on the wine that's going to get absorbed inside. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not going to be Moshe lekabel tuma, because bread on the top of a barrel doesn't absorb enough vapor for it to be able to be considered tame, in his opinion. Rabbi Yossi says it's tor b'shal chitin, umatame b'shal sorin. Rabbi Yossi says that bread is going to be tor when it comes to the wheat, but it's going to be tame in the case of barley. And why is that? Shasorim shoavos. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that barley tends to absorb, wheat doesn't tend to absorb, and so the barley is going to be a problem, and halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in this situation. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.